This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful Five Nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. On the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia, and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by India, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuel Alliance. Niti Aayog launched a roadmap for strengthening the State Science and Technology Councils today in Delhi. According to the Aayog, this roadmap outlines a strategic vision for strengthening the role and functioning of state S&T councils across India. It captures the structural gaps, opportunities, and reform priorities necessary to transform state S&T councils into robust enablers of regional innovation, scientific advancement, and sustainable development. It calls for a comprehensive blend of structural reforms, capacity building efforts, and strategic partnerships to enhance the effectiveness and responsiveness of these councils. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practice of non-banking financial companies must be conducted in a fair, empathetic, and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practice Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusions cannot be used as pretext for financial exploitation. The minister also underscored the need for NBFCs to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of their core beliefs and ethics. The 27th Eastern Journal Council meeting chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah began today in Ranchi. The meeting aims to focus upon development initiatives taken by the Center for the Eastern part of the country, comprising the four states of Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, and West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji and the Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary, and State Minister Vijay Chaudhary are attending the meeting. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Inaugurating the two-day conference of vice-chancellors of central universities in Kevadia, Narmada, Mr. Pradhan said that there has been a fundamental change in higher education structure of the country in the last decade. This conference aims to make the implementation of a National Education Policy 2020 more dynamic. Minister of Indigenous Affairs Mama Natung today chaired the third meeting of Arunachal Pradesh Indigenous Affairs Council with its newly constituted members. The meeting deliberated on various issues and challenges faced by the indigenous communities in a social media post. Mr. Natung said that the government of Arunachal Pradesh remains committed for the protection and promotion of our indigenous people. In the meantime, the minister has extended appreciation to the APASE members for the valuable inputs and suggestions. Assembly Speaker Tesam Pongte today inaugurated the Let's Speak Arunachal workshop at Bomkakir Mission School, Doimuk, in the presence of MLA Chao Jinglu Namchun. While addressing the gathering, the speaker appreciated founder Porsum Ori of Let's Talk Arunachal for her inspiring initiative and commended the school for hosting such a meaningful program. He encouraged the students to actively participate in such platforms to build confidence, enhance skills and develop a deeper sense of civic responsibility. Their workshop aimed to promote civic awareness and youth leadership. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.